Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I wanted to talk about something called the mitochondria. This is actually known as the body's powerhouse. So these are structures found inside cells that are really essential for energy production. And the energy is actually used to drive cellular processes. And for example, red blood cells, all human cells actually contain hundreds and thousands of mitochondria. With the exception of red blood cells, all human cells actually contain hundreds to thousands of mitochondria. So the mitochondria actually are involved in transcribing DNA. So that actually is used to make protein, and it's actually used to balance calcium in our cells. So there's so many different important responsibilities of the mitochondria. So mitochondria dysfunction, so when the mitochondria, that energy in our cells, are not, if they're not working properly, is actually linked to chronic inflammatory diseases, things like cardiovascular, neurodegenerative diseases. And the mitochondria dysfunction can actually occur because of a number of different factors, things like aging, genetic susceptibility, even toxic metal exposure, physical inactivity, exposure to organic pollutants, for example, even certain medications, and certainly excess alcohol intake. So one of the key things I focus on with my patients is really protecting the mitochondria through diet. So certainly specific vitamins, things like B vitamins, vitamin C, E, even things like coenzyme Q10. So many different nutrients are important for maintaining and supporting the mitochondria. But there's also other things that we can control. Things like lifestyle factors that improve mitochondrial function include things like exercise. And there's some studies indicating that calorie restriction and reducing alcohol consumption can really help. So some research has demonstrated that a calorie-restricted diet, so that basically means reducing our calorie consumption even by about 30% per day, can actually has been shown to prolong lifespan and prevent age-related metabolic disorders. So often with patients, you know, sometimes we'll do specific diets for weight loss, but we'll also work on anti-inflammatory diets, and by definition, they'll also help improve the mitochondria. So if people are interested in finding a little bit more about how we can prolong life and help to protect the mitochondria, they can give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So if you want to learn how to protect your mitochondria and have energy, more energy, all you have to do is give Dr. Betty Rosendahl a call. She offers you a complimentary 15-minute consultation either by phone or in person. The number again, 905-707-2001. Thank you for that information, Dr. Betty, and look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.